do you feel? Notice the quality of energy as you settle in your posture. Do you feel perhaps a little bit dull in the attention, or do you feel alert? Do you feel calm, or do you feel agitated? Many possibilities. I'm just naming a few mental states to help you to discover what's present in you as you begin again in meditation practice. So finding the stability of the posture and the alertness of the posture, lifting the spine, energizing the spine. And even if you're lying down, it's possible to do this. Just aligning the spine as well as you can. And of course, the first thing to keep in mind always is that what your body's requirements are. And being kind to that, being responsive to that. So as we begin, and we're still beginning, we can bring mindfulness to the fore. That quality of attention, which is in the present moment, intentional, aware, non-judgmental. And notice what that quality of attention is like. What is that word, sati, mindfulness? What does that mean for you in this moment? How is that experienced? And some possible ways that could be experienced, not exhaustive list, could be a feeling of openness, spaciousness, stability, alertness, wakefulness, softness, open-hearted. Receptive. More important than a word is to identify what is the taste of mindfulness, the taste in that sense of in your body, in your mind, in your heart. That arriving. inviting you to open up the awareness to include a sense of the whole body, however that comes into awareness for you. And I'm going to lead a body scan for the duration of this practice. So I invite you to bring your attention to the feet, both feet. We'll go both sides of the body together as we go through the body. So beginning at the feet, and just bringing the feet, the heels, the arches, toes, the top of the foot into awareness, into focus. And what do you experience in that field as you kind of zoom in on the feet in your focus? Is there coolness, warmth? Is there tingling? Is there tightness, tension? Is there any soreness, achiness? Notice if reactions come up to any sensations. Like, I don't like this. This shouldn't be there. And just notice the reaction. See if that can just flow through the field, just like the sensations flow through the field of awareness. And feeling the ankles. And the lower legs. Moving into each part of the body, not just feeling it on the surface, as you can. Again, always, always gentle and not forcing. Noticing tingling, warmth, coolness, contraction, tension. Noticing if there's any sense of something being painful and maybe an unpleasant, a noticing of the feeling tone of being unpleasant or pleasant. Noticing if there's numbness in any part of the body. Maybe you notice if there's different kinds of sensation in the very bony parts of the body and then in the fleshy parts, like the difference between the ankle and the calf. Just curiosity. It's not that there should be something in particular. And moving up to the knees. Tingling, soreness, warmth, perhaps the touch of your clothing stretched over the knees. Perhaps a twinge, or a persistent soreness. An invitation to just give space to what may be experienced as unpleasant without reactivity, without blame, without wanting it to be different. Moving the attention up to the thighs. Are there feelings of tingling, perhaps numbness, perhaps tension, soreness, warmth, coolness? And extending the awareness to the whole lower legs, to the whole leg, each of the legs, including both legs from toes to the top of the thighs, in awareness. Always bringing this quality of kindness, appreciation, not judging, not thinking something's wrong. And if that thought does come up and persists, like my thighs are wrong, they're too big, they're too skinny, the sensations are wrong, with a kind and open heart, just be aware. Oh, there's judgment. That happens. That's a conditioning that comes up. Not pushing it away, but just noticing the distress of that. Letting the heart perhaps just bring a moment of compassion to that habit that we may have of judging our bodies as wrong. And bringing the attention up to the area of the groin, the pelvic area, the buttocks, the lower abdomen. Feeling into that part of the body, feeling the organs in that part of the body. Digestive organs, reproductive organs. Perhaps feeling the lower back, maybe some soreness, maybe some pain or discomfort in the lower abdomen, in the pelvic area. Noticing if in any area where there's discomfort or pain or soreness, if the body contracts around that place, if the body tightens. And inviting the body to just relax and give space to whatever sensations are there. Feeling the movement of the breath in the abdomen. And moving the attention upward to the rest of the torso. From the waist to the shoulders. Focusing in on that part of the body. Front and the back and inside. Feeling the breath rising and falling. The pulse of the heartbeat. Notice if there's contraction around the heart. And just bringing kind, mindful attention to the tightening. Maybe it's habitual. Giving it space to relax when it's ready. Noticing the shoulders, if they're holding tension, if they're raised. Again, just bringing that gentle awareness, noticing, oh, there's tension, there's contraction, there's holding on. Giving space, giving acceptance to whatever's there. Allowing the body in its own time to let go, however much it wants to, whenever it wants to. To release that holding, that tension. So feeling the whole torso. Feeling the movement of the breath in the whole torso. Lungs, the heart, the belly, the pressure of the body on the chair or the mat, or if you're standing on the soles of your feet. And now moving the attention to the arms and the hands. So the whole arm and the hands. Feeling the intensity of sensation in the hands, if that's what you experience. Very often a lot of tingling in the hands, a lot of nerve endings there. Maybe there's soreness, achiness, tension, coolness, warmth. And then the forearms, the elbows, the wrists, and the upper arms. Whole arms. In the neck. Feeling the throat, sides of the neck, the back of the neck, base of the skull. Noticing if there's tightness in the throat, soreness, numbness. Pain. What is there? Not limiting yourself to the pointers that I'm offering, but really bringing that interest and curiosity. What is there? And you might not even feel a need to name it, but just to feel it. That's actually what's most important. Just to feel it. And feeling the back of the skull, the surface, and the interior. And the temples, the ears, jaw, face. Top of the skull. Notice if the face is in any particular expression and let it just be neutral. Just let it relax fully. The eyes soft in the sockets. Jaw relaxed. Noticing what you're feeling in that face, skull area of the body. The heaviness of the brain, perhaps. Perhaps sensations inside the area of the brain. The lining of the skull. Lips touching. Eyelids. Air in the nostrils. Perhaps noticing the difference in temperature between the inhalation and the exhalation. Feeling the whole body, from the top of the skull to the soles of the feet. Opening up to a sense of the whole body. In whatever way that shows up for you. Maybe it's showing up a little differently than it was before we began the scan. Maybe other parts of the body are coming into awareness. And offering gratitude to the whole body, to the feet, which hold us up, the legs, which transport us, the torso, the pelvic area, the reproductive organs, the digestive organs, areas of pleasure, areas of life, areas of heart, the circulatory system, the arms which can offer hugs, can hold on, the hands which can do such brilliant and creative and delicate things. The face, all the organs of perception that are in the face and the whole body. Gratitude for this life, this embodied life, and how the whole world comes into being through our senses and through the mind, consciousness. Thank you for this life, this embodied life.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.